have 3 points about what to do about the racial disparity issue. And the first one is economics, living wage, and making sure everybody who wants a job can have a job.
Right.
I think what your guest was talking about, Germany, kind of laid the foundation for this. If white people had guaranteed economic security, they would have much less concern about other colors of humans sharing in the prosperity. So racial,
you're right.
Economic.
That would eliminate the, oh, they're coming to take your job argument.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and everyone would have a living wage, so we just lower the stress level right away.
Okay.
The second is I am a white woman, but I did have an Afro in the 70s, and I was mistaken for black by black people when I was in the Midwest and invited to participate in a social experiment where I was accepted as a black person among a room full of black people. And that helped me really understand white privilege. And at its foundation, I believe that white privilege is simply the expectation that when we walk out the door, we're going to be respected. And white people need to understand that minorities don't have that. They don't have the luxury of just simply expecting respect.
Yep.
So if white people took the initiative to show respect and just be friendly and acknowledging of minorities, that would go a long way.
Yep.
And my third point is messaging, and I'd like white people to start referring to ourselves as beige people.
Pink, Dick Gregory told me you should call, he said, I don't know why you don't call yourselves pink people.
Yeah,
says, you look pink
beige,
to me.
I mean, just the charge that of the phrase white people is so powerful that,
yes.
You know, I think beige kind of takes us down a notch. So that's my two cents.
Yeah, the pink people here, or the beige people, or the, in the case of Donald Trump, the orange people.
Yes.
You know, with apologies to Northern Irish people who call themselves the orange men. Kim,
yes.
Thank you for the call, and thanks for listening to X-Ray FM. That's
thank
a good one. I really appreciate all three of those. That's a very thoughtful commentary, which we need a lot more of in this country. We'll be back. We're coming up on about 11 minutes before the hour. It's the Tom Hartman Program, the True People's Media. Stick around. We'll be right back.